Daily Rest, Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. The theme for this week's devotions is Resurrection Witnesses. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road? And while he opened the scriptures to us?" Luke 24, verses 30 through 32. Hearts on fire. Words have power. They can hurt, and they can heal. As powerful as human words are, God's word is immensely more powerful. God's word alone was powerful enough to call the universe into existence, to convert a hater of Christ and a murderer into a follower of Christ and the Apostle Paul. His word is the power for salvation, Romans 1:16. The power of God's word is why officers who were sent to arrest Jesus came back empty-handed and said, "No man ever spoke like this man," John 7:46. The power of God's word is why the disciples in Emmaus said, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he opened the scriptures to us?" The powerful gospel of God has burned its way past the sin and sludge of our hearts and has created faith to believe that Jesus is our living Savior who has done all to set us free from sin and its judgment. Every time our hearts are filled with salvation's joy, our hearts burn as they lay hold of the truth and the comfort of God's word. When God gives us insight through his word or shows us a new encouraging application from the scriptures to our lives, our hearts burn as God speaks to us through the pages of the Bible. These words which light our hearts with the flames of faith have been given to us for sharing. Human reasoning, platitudes, and theories leave a sinful heart cold and still searching. But the gospel of Christ is the power to set those hearts on fire with life, genuine spiritual life in Jesus, every sinner's Savior. Give us lips to sing thy glory, tongues thy mercy to proclaim, throats that shout the hope that fills us, mouths to speak thy holy name. Amen. Worship Supplement 775, verse 5. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the CLC, located in Spokane Valley, Washington. Our website is gethsemaneclc.org.